God is good, isn't he? We're going to dig into his word in a minute. Just thinking about God and friendship, it's been really exciting as a team to look into this. And before I forget, one thing we can do as friends is remind each other of important things. And I want to let you know that you can find out all about the March needs for the food bank by going to the table. That's where they are. They're not on the pews news this time, they're on the table. And as we think today about our friendship with God, we're going to be looking at all sorts of aspects of his character. One thing I found surprising was looking at Scripture, how much he calls people friend. Moses, Abraham, Jesus calls his disciples friend. We're going to look at that now. But it's just a question with me that, as far as I know, come and see me later, he doesn't call himself friend. And yet we can see through Scripture that that relationship that we have with him is so much more than friend. He does so much for us, and it's perhaps different than how we think about our earthly friendships. So perhaps there's a reason why he made it important to mention people, humans, and chose them for friendship with him. So over to Nick to read us this passage from John 15.
Okay, so John 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other.
Now some of you have got some letters on your table, and we're going to be looking at the letter I at this point. So if you've got the letter I, could you bring it here? And all will be revealed soon as to why I. Okay. This passage is just fantastic, because obviously Jesus calls his disciples friend in it. But just to picture the scene, they're east of Jerusalem. They haven't yet come to the Mount of Olives. They've stopped, and they are spending time together. And these are some of the things that Jesus is saying to his disciples before he goes to the cross. So we've got to know that these are really important things. And as disciples, as we grow in our discipleship, we want to hear what he has to say to them and take it for our own, don't we? What I'm struck by in this passage and the part before in the same chapter is the number of times, as some of you will know, the word remain, or in some versions, abide, is said in that first verse. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, now remain in my love. And it goes on. So just in this section, there's three times where he uses that word. And as I was thinking about that word, I actually was thinking about the word stay. And how in relationship, how many times do we just stay with each other? And how Jesus calls us to just sit, to just be with him, to remain in his presence, to abide in his love, to just stay. And I find that a challenge, a good challenge. Then goes on to talk about commands. How many of you see that as a part of your friendships, human friendships, to obey commands? This is something different, that he says, You will remain in my love if you keep my commands. It's a part of what that relationship is. It's not a do this, do that, do this, you'll get that. It's just explaining what that relationship looks like. I'm having to go on my tiptoes, so I'm just going to bring that down a bit. And the word command, just in this short section that Nick has read, is used 5 times, which is interesting, isn't it? And my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. But it just made me think about what this relationship is. That we don't expect that from each other. But when we come and we ask God to help us to obey his commands, there's something amazing in everything he asks us to do. An amazing fruit, as we see at the end of the passage. He then moves on to this part about friends. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. There it is again. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I've made known to you. This is the I. He has involved us. There's a difference between the relationship that says, do this, and you go off and do it. This is our friend, God, who's chosen us to command and do his will, but he hasn't just sent us off on our own. And he hasn't sent us off without information. We are part of everything that he's asking us to do. He's involved us. This is a relationship of sharing of information. Jesus said, as he has shared with me, I share with you. He's commanded Jesus, and Jesus has been obedient, and so he's commanded the disciples, and they're obedient to him. And in that command, and in that obedience, and in that friendship is love, because what is said is shared fully. We're let into the heart of God. And I just find that so exciting. So that's what the I stands for, is involved. But as you know, the other word that I looked at, because I did a little tally chart, is the word love, and that's used 9 times. So it just, I think just, it's interesting to look at the numbers and just think, in this passage, if you look at the whole chapter, 11 times, remain, abide, stay. Command 5 times, and love 9 times. There's some maths in there that I'm excited about, and I think I'm challenged to remain and abide in his presence more, to ask him for help with his commands, and to love one another as he's commanded us to do. So we're involved in this friendship.